Blocking foreign adversaries from buying U.S. farmland, and soybeans led the charge higher on very strong soybean oil. I'm Greg Allen. This is Michigan Ag Today, brought to you by Johnny Truss.
Johnny Truss has brought steel trusses to the north, built for heavy snow loads, fully engineered and ready to install. No carrier beams needed. They sit right on your post. Johnny Truss, build stronger, build smart.
Foreign adversaries would be blocked from buying U.S. farmland under a new amendment attached to the House-passed Farm Bill. Lawmakers say the measure is aimed at protecting national security and preserving American agricultural resources. The amendment targets countries considered foreign adversaries, including China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea, preventing individuals and entities tied to those governments from purchasing agricultural land in the United States. According to Florida Republican Greg Stube,
right now, federal law does not have a forceful provision that strictly denies entities and persons affiliated with foreign adversaries and state sponsors of terrorism from buying up American farmland. The same governments that hack our critical infrastructure, poison our communities with fentanyl, and dare to surpass the United States on the world stage are slowly acquiring American farmland.
Supporters argue the move is necessary as foreign ownership of U.S. farmland has drawn increased scrutiny in recent years, especially near military installations and critical infrastructure. They say the amendment closes potential loopholes and ensures American farmland stays in the hands of trusted owners. Ag Chair G.T. Thompson says,
agricultural land is a strategic asset tied directly to food supply. And restricting foreign ownership help ensures that adversarial nations or entities, whoever those adversaries may be in the future, cannot gain control over land near sensitive site, or quite frankly, cannot control our food supply.
The provision is part of the broader U.S. Farm Bill, which still faces additional debate in the Senate before any final version is signed into law.
No reserve and all online. If you need equipment, it's the only way. Purple Wave Auction is selling Fox Contractors fleet May 21st. A 2020 Peterbilt, Sewergent, a Cat D6N dozer, skid steers, and so much more. Fox has been maintaining iron across Indiana, Michigan, and Ohio since 1948. That reputation shows up in the equipment. See it yourself online at purplewave.com. Free to register, easy to bid. Purple Wave Auction, the easiest way to buy equipment.
Cold or air sagging southward across the Great Lakes region today. In this cold air, I think we have to watch for a little bit of spit and sprinkle action or scattered shower action from the thumb back to southwestern lower Michigan. Moisture is not huge. I'm going to say 40-50% coverage, a few hundreds to a few tenths, but it is moisture. As I've said before, if things are falling from the sky, we're not drying down very quickly. The rest of the state is chilly, but sees clouds and some sunshine. We stay chilly then through tomorrow and Thursday with partly sunny skies, well below normal temperatures here. Frost and freeze conditions over the entirety of Michigan pretty easily. We're just not going to dry super fast in this cold air, but we do see the cold holding through Friday, starting to see temperatures moderate into the weekend. Saturday the 9th, warmer air, but we also see a few hit and miss scattered showers. We see that pattern continue through Sunday, possibly some heavier rains over the southern half of lower Michigan on Sunday, upwards of 3/4 to maybe 1 inch in spots. Back to chilly air to start next week, Monday, Tuesday, rain coming next Wednesday, Thursday, and early Friday, and that rain comes in with more warm air. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Greenstone Farm Credit Services provides comprehensive risk management solutions to protect your crops, your livestock, and your livelihood. Visit greenstonefcs.com to learn more.
Final numbers from yesterday are coming up, but let's take a closer look at how it all went down. Soybean oil is enjoying record demand, and that in turn support beans, and November even broke through $12 before falling back. Great corn inspections announced again this morning, helping push December past $5. Here's Andy Eubank along with John Zanker at the Farmer's Keeper for a closer look.
Grains and oil seeds higher. John, though, the story of the day, obviously the soybean market extremely strong, and it gets its support from rip-roaring soybean oil. Banner day there, so all around in the soy complex, solid.
Yeah, very solid. A little bit of a surprise, but a lot of Mondays the past 2 months in particular have been surprises one way or the other. It looks like maybe the hostilities could be ramping back up. Near the Strait of Hormuz, a facility, a refinery in the UAE was apparently hit, And the UAE is apparently trying to put together a coalition to overthrow the government of Iran. And then the UAE left OPEC. So a new story being written there that apparently has some people on edge. But nonetheless, yeah, another gain in the energy markets, and that filtered over into soybean oil. And here we go. Up 20 cents on beans. I wasn't expecting that this morning, but I'll take it. I like it.
And that was John Zenker at the Farmer's Keeper. May corn finished solid at 473 and three quarters, up 5.5. July corn ended the same, up 5.5 at 485 and three quarters. May soybeans are in great shape at 1207.5, up 19 and three quarters. Same for July beans, up 19.5 at 1222 and three quarters. May wheat holding steady at 629.5, up 5 even. July live cattle faltered, down 1.25 to 251 and three quarters. And June lean hogs down $1.52 to 99 and three quarters. I'm Greg Allen, Michigan Ag Today, timely, relevant, credible.